to Intuitive Transformations with your host, Sylvia Henderson, and discover tools, wisdom, and inspiration that will empower you to transform your life. Sylvia is an intuitive life coach and energy healer with a growing practice that is focused on empowering others to be more of who they want to be. For the next hour, join Sylvia and explore and unravel anything in the way of you creating the life that you would love to live on the OM Times Radio Network.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Intuitive Transformation Show with Sylvia Henderson. I am Sylvia Henderson and I am your host this evening. And you can find me here every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Time and 6 p.m. Pacific Time. And this is exactly where you can go if you want to find some tools that you can use to transform your life. So today is a very special day for a lot of reasons. For one thing, this is January 11th, and I'm one of those kind of people that I tend to notice numbers every once in a while here, and I tend to have the number 111 show up for me a lot. It's been happening now for, going on 6 years now. Some people get 444, some people get 333. I always get 111, just kind of out of the blue. And I feel like it has some real significance. It's almost like a way of the universe confirming that I'm on the right path, that I'm going in the right direction. And so I think it's just very lovely that today is January 11th. So I'm the second reason that today is very special is because this is the launch day of OM Time Radio Network. This is the first day that this station has been on the air, and I think that's incredibly cool. And my show is one of the first shows launching on this first day for the entire network. Now, how cool is that? So I'm super excited to be here, and I feel like I'm on the cutting edge of something really grand and really great, and I'm so happy to have you here listening and sharing this moment along with me. So thank you very much for being here, and I promise you that you will learn something today and be inspired about the upcoming year. So let me tell you a little bit more about myself before we get too far into the show. I'm an intuitive life coach and I'm an energy healer. My specialty is helping people to release their stress. In particular, stress in regards to love, to career, to finances, and health, and all kinds of relationships. I come from a point of view that we create our own reality, and that the reality we experience is simply a result of our beliefs, our perceptions, and our emotional judgments. And so when we change our beliefs, our perceptions, and our emotional judgments, guess what? Our life changes. So I help people identify the root cause of their perceived predicaments, and I do use the word perceived for a very specific reason, because everything is perception, and help them get to the root of their perceived problems and challenges. And so once those roots are exposed, I help them very quickly and efficiently remove them so that they can experience their lives from a happier and much more joyful point of view. So if you're interested in learning more about what I do while I'm not on the radio, please feel free to visit my website. It's Intuitive Transformations, just like the name of the show, intuitivetransformations.net. And my website is evolving, just so you know. So don't be surprised if you take a look at it tonight or tomorrow and look at it again next week and it's completely different. Everything is evolving and changing, and that's all part of what's going on with this new year that we're embarking upon. There's a lot of change that's going on in the year. So let's just move forward and talk about that right now. First of all, I want to say Happy New Year. I know that we're about 11 days into this new year, but this year is still very, very young. And this is a great time for this network to launch. It's a great time for my show to launch. And this year is exactly what I want to talk to you about today. The title for today's show is How to Live Boldly in 2015. And I don't know about you, but I'm very excited to move, step out of 2014 and move into this new fresh energy of 2015. I know a lot of people personally, a lot of people in my practice, my clients. Some did very well last year. Some actually felt very challenged, very overwhelmed. And it's actually been challenging for quite a few people for the last 3 years, kind of ever since we moved through that whole 2012 transition. And so with that in mind, I'd like to just quickly take a look at the last year in retrospect from a numerological perspective. Now, I just want to share with you one little caveat. I am not a professional numerologist. I utilize numerology sometimes in my practice, and I utilize it in my own personal life because I find it fascinating. I think that there is some relevance to it, although I think that the most relevant thing to always keep in mind in your life is that you have absolute choice and freedom in everything, and that really you are the creator of your life. Even if you come in with your astrological birth sign and someone gives you a reading, that might be the structure you were born into, but that does not dictate that's an absolute given that you must have these things happen, because you have free will, you have free choice, you are a creator. And so you can create your own reality exactly the way you want it to be. So if you're not familiar with numerology, just give me a little bit of down and dirty on some basics about it. It's an ancient science. It's similar to astrology. It allows you to determine certain characteristics, say, you know, about a year, a person's personality, their life path, the challenges that they might encounter. And it can also reveal someone's gifts, natural gifts and talents and strengths. And so when you look at it from a year point of view, last year, 2014, it was a 7 year. And that means that when you add the numbers 2, 0, 1, and 4 together, those four numbers equal 7. And 7 is the number of truth, specifically hidden truth being exposed. It carries that vibration. So it's not about just things being truthful. It's like that truth that's underneath the surface. It's the real truth. And last year in particular, we saw lots of unrest and upheaval in the news. And I'm not a big late night news or evening news watch fan, but I know from just, you know, perusing through Facebook and whatnot, there were a lot of things that were going on that weren't very pleasant. And it was really about unearthing that stuff that was hidden beneath the surface. For instance, the racial divide became far more prominent and apparent. Some of the things that the police were doing, should or should not have been doing, came to light in a very, very big way. And that very same process, that upheaval, that exposure of the things that I guess lower vibrational, they don't feel quite so comfortable, they're not coming from a place of love, started showing up in the lives of individuals. And so what people were experiencing is a lot of stress, a lot of fear, a lot of worry, a lot of anxiety, because all these things that they have been pushing down and not wanting to deal with have been trying to come up to the surface just so that they could be healed. So I know in my practice, I've seen a lot of people taking more antidepressants and more anti-anxiety medications. And even in the holistic world and community, people are consuming more kava and valerian root. And the good thing is people are seeking out meditation more, and they're trying to find ways to calm and soothe themselves because they realize that this process of upheaval has been going on for, especially last year. I think it kind of started to come to more of a head and then the few years prior to that. And so people have been seeking remedies for their stress and anxiety and fear, which that's what we've kind of been taught to do. We've been taught, you know, take something or do something to kind of step away from it. I love that people are moving more into meditation because that allows you to actually be present with it. And what I have found is that when you can be present with it, if you can do it on your own, then that's great. If you need support, then find that support. But when you can be present with that stress and anxiety and fear, what you find is it just kind of evaporates. It dissolves because there really is nothing to it other than some perceptions and some misperceptions and some beliefs and thoughts. And so the reason all of this upheaval and exposure of things that are hidden is happening is because, again, like I was saying, what was not working is being brought to the light so that it can be healed. So if you took advantage of last year and you released your fears and you really started to look at what was driving that underneath that inner turmoil and healed the things that created stress for you, then you're going to be just as excited as I am about this new year that we are about to embark upon. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about a little bit more of last year, and then we're going to talk about 2015, because this is going to be an exciting year. I'm so thrilled. So 7, just to kind of revisit that, is the number of truth exposed. And not just truth exposed, but spiritual truth, meaning what is really underneath the surface is coming to the light. So in a moment, we are going to take a break. And when we return, we're going to continue this conversation.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, I'm Katrina Kavanagh, host of the I Am Wisdom radio show. I Am Wisdom is about the connection between mind work and energy work, spirituality, and living a wonderful life. Looking forward to sharing each Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with you.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Intuitive Transformations with Sylvia Henderson, and we are talking about how to live boldly in 2015. Some of the things that I shared earlier before the break was about the numerological aspects of last year, 2014, that it was a 7 year. It was the year of truth being exposed, and not just truth being exposed, but spiritual truth. So everything that is part of the illusion is being kind of brushed away, and that which is really true is coming up to the surface. So even though people were put in, you might think, well, gosh, Sylvia, you're just talking about this racial divide and the things, the unrest and the upheaval, that's coming up. Well, it's coming up because that's what's hiding what is really truth, which is everything really is just about one thing, and that is love. Love, you are loved, you are loving, and that love is the only thing that truly exists. So let's go back to what we were talking about. So this isn't about, last year was about not pretending that everything is just fine, but really dealing with what's beneath the surface, the fear, the anger, the anxiety, the stress, and also dealing with any misbeliefs that you may have been holding, that especially the big one is I'm not good enough. That is one of the most common mistruths that I think we carry in our society. And that creates the process of comparison with others, and we get into our judgments. And so this has also been coming up for people, is they're starting to ask the question, who am I? Who am I really? And they're starting to get that answer, which is a beautiful thing. It's not their roles. It's not what they own. It's not their career. It's not the way their family looks. It's who are they? It's not their role in their family. It's really who are they, and really stepping into that and defining that. And that's going to be all part of how to live boldly in 2015, is really discovering your true identity. And so this year, as we're going forward, last year was a 7, 2014. This year is an 8. And again, what you're going to do if you want to figure it out is you just take the 2 and the 0 and the 1 and the 5, you add them together and it equals 8. This is incredibly exciting. 8 is a auspicious number. And auspicious means incredibly special, incredibly special. It's a good fortune number and a prosperity number in the Chinese culture. It's a power number, and it's a number of balance. And this is so, so important. And when I mean by it's a number of balance, if you were to put the number 7 on its side, you would actually see the infinity symbol. And so the infinity symbol is a number of balance. It's equal energy flowing back and forth. So where things have been out of balance in the world today or in your life, the energy of the 8 number is going to allow things to now shift into balance. And in particular, this is the balance between the material and the spiritual. And what I mean by that is that spirituality is going to learn to receive materiality. And materiality is going to learn to receive spirituality. And people in the material world are realizing now that the world is not working without spiritual truth. And this is fantastic for those of us who have been on this path of consciousness for many years and having a very clear understanding that we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And people in the spiritual world are realizing that their world is not working without valuing the material world. And this is great for us on that consciousness path too, because there are so many people that are doing beautiful things in the world, and they're doing it very selflessly, and they're doing it, and they're not really able to make the strides and make the differences that their hearts are yearning for because they don't have the financial wherewithal. The material means isn't there. And now that we're moving into this 8 energy, this is going to be a fantastic year for that to turn around. That those people that were so focused on material gain and felt that that would fulfill their life are finding that it's an empty bag. And so now they're turning and leaning, these people with these financial resources are turning and realizing that, you know, spirituality is incredibly important on the planet right now. And what's interesting is, and I recently, this year, I got to, someone gave me a free ticket to go see Oprah's World Live Tour. Live Your Best Life, I think is what it's called. And it doesn't matter what you think about Oprah, good or bad or indifferent, but what I love about what she's done and how she's been utilized in this process is she was the one that brought Eckhart Tolle to the forefront, where people were reading the book A New Earth all together. Hundreds of thousands of people were reading this book at the same time. She has brought Marianne Williamson to the forefront. I mean, she was already there, but she's kept her relevant. And she is, a big follower of The Course in Miracles, a teacher of The Course in Miracles, which is a tremendous spiritual truth. And so what I love is that because she's got this awesome media representation and reach, she's actually opened the door for a lot of people who normally would not touch spirituality with a 10-foot pole to even think about spiritual things and think about taking responsibility for their life and thinking about the fact that we do create our own reality. And so it was really exciting for me to be able to witness this event, because there were over 10,000 mostly female participants, but there were also some men there, but over 10,000 individuals attended this event. And this was just one of her stops, was in Seattle, Washington, which is not far from where I live. And it was amazing. The energy that you could feel was just palpable, and it wasn't about her. There was a shift and a change and awareness and consciousness that was taking place because of the information that was going forth. And so it was really helping to bridge that gap between the spiritual and the material right there. And it was a great seed that was planted. And last night, I was at an event at a restaurant with a group of ladies. And I was sitting at a table, and there was about 8 women there, and at least 4 of us had worked at a Fortune 500 company in the past, and I think 1 or 2 were currently working for a Fortune 500 company. And these are women that were, pretty much your stereotypical professional. There was a gal, she's the director of this, and another person is the manager of that. And all of us were having conversations about the importance of following our energetic guidance. And I just was so in awe of that experience. I just kind of had to lean back in my seat and just think that 5 years ago, I don't think I could have had that same conversation with even those same 5 women. So it's a beautiful thing that's happening right now, that consciousness is becoming more of a household word. I mean, people being aware that they create their own reality. People are doing vision boards all over the place. It cracks me up, because I remember when the thought of a vision board was like, oh, people would look at you like you had tinfoil on your head, and you were an alien. And now people are receptive to this in all different kinds of walks of life, all different levels of status, and it's fascinating to watch and to be part of this cutting edge experience as we move forward. So anyway, the other thing I wanted to touch on about the number 8 is that it is a power number and it's a prosperity number. And this is what is going to really help all of us and lead us gracefully into how to live boldly in 2015. And when I say live boldly in 2015, I'm not saying, that we're going to have to force our way. This is not that aggressive masculine energy. This is really about being boldly you. This is really about when you show up authentic now with this new energy, it's going to be so honored and so respected, because people are looking for authenticity. It's the new buzzword. It's kind of being spoken of everywhere, which, again, I'm just in awe of, because 5-6 years ago, being authentic was not something that the main group of the populace were really talking about or thinking about or considering. They were just so focused on not being authentic and being afraid to be who they are and being afraid to speak their truth. So this is really exciting as we move forward. And so, what am I going to go next? Okay, so this year has all the ingredients that we need to be supported to do exactly what we have a desire to do. And that is to expand into the greatness of who we really are. So everyone listening has a greatness within them. You all have divinity within you. You all have the power to create the life that you desire. And I know that you probably have heard this 1,000 and umpteen times. And I know I've been on the receiving end of it myself for many, many years. But I'm here to tell you that this really is a very magical time that we're in. And the stage is set for us to be able to actually use our power to manifest and to create and have it come to pass instead of being frustrated. So there's a few things we're going to have to get out of the way, though. I wish I could say, oh yeah, just walk in and the door is wide open. There are some key things we're going to have to do in order to really embrace this energy and step into it fully. And we're going to go to a break in just a moment. And I just want to make sure that you hang with me and that you stay tuned because I'm going to share with you the three keys that you're going to need to really live boldly in 2015. And you want to make sure that you grab a pen, a piece of paper, and that you're ready to jot down this information. So if you need to do that during the break, please make sure that you do, because I'm going to share with you three very critical, important keys that are going to allow you to live boldly in 2015. Stay tuned.
Conscious Lifestyle on Steroids. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
The Laying On of Hands Healing Radio Show is about treating the whole person, mind, body, and spirit. Join me, Charles Smith, as I share life balancing measures such as nutrition and spiritual practices to help you take charge of your own health and wellness every Thursday at 7 p.m. on OM Times Radio.
Hi, my name is Monica, and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love, and peace together every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Well, welcome back. This is Sylvia Henderson, and you're listening to Intuitive Transformations on OM Times Radio. And we're talking about how to live boldly in 2015. So if you're just joining us, I want you to know we've talked about the fact that 2015 is an 8-year. It's a very auspicious number 8. It's for prosperity and for power and for balance. And I asked everyone before the break if they could get a pen and paper, because I want you to jot down 3 key things that have to happen for you to live boldly in 2015. So the first key is a doozy. I have to confess. It's you've got to step out of your fear. And now I know not everyone, thinks that that's such a great idea, because we're so entrenched in it and we feel trapped by it. Sure, we don't want to feel it, but it's there and we don't know how. And it's interesting, because there seems to be some kind of an attachment to being in fear. It's not like it soothes us, but it really is, for most of us or a lot of us, all that we've known it for such a long time that it's, for some people, it's the story of who would I be without this. And so there's even a little fear of letting go of fear. So I'm sure that everyone has heard that fear is false evidence appearing real, right? And that it's just an illusion of the mind. And here's the thing, it's a very compelling illusion of the mind though, right? But I promise you that you can do this. And it's time. It's time for us to stop living in a vibration of fear. Because what we're doing, we're living in a universe that is a vibrational universe. And like attracts like. And when we are setting intentions for what we want, but we have this underlying fear of, I don't believe that it's going to happen for me because it's never happened for me before, so I won't even ask for what it is that I really want, then guess what? You end up vibrating out, you know, exactly the opposite of what you really want. And I know that asking people to step out of their fear is a really, really big thing. And that's why people are on all these antidepressants and anti-anxiety medications and seeing counselors and psychotherapists and psychologists for years. And I know a lot of my clients come to me, and it's primarily because they're afraid and they want to get out of it. But I want you to know that as impossible as it may seem to simply just step out of your fear, you can do this. I've lived a lot of life myself. I'm a life coach with life experience. Let me give you a little bit of my backstory. I won't dwell on it too much, but I just want to share a little bit of where I'm coming from so you know that I'm speaking from a place of actually having to move through some traumas of my own in the past and fearful experiences. I was raised in a home with an alcoholic father, and I saw a lot of physical abuse. I was the younger of the 2 children. My sister is a lot older than I am, and so I witnessed a lot of yelling and screaming and women crying out for help. I was molested at 13. I was raped in my 20s, and I've gone through bankruptcy. I have 2 sons that are both autistic that I had to place in a group home. I had a nasty divorce. That was not fun at all. And I lost the ability to walk literally for 6 weeks. I could not walk. I had to lay on one side in a fetal position in order to be comfortable for 6 full weeks. And I tell you, I had a lot of fear that I had to let go of and a lot of fear that I had to walk through. So trust me, it's possible, and I'm not going to make you do it by yourself. So all those things happened to me. They didn't happen to me on that order, but I really just wanted to share that I know how scary it can be. But I am here for you every Sunday night, giving you tools, providing you with insight, inspiring you so that you can move forward in your life, because that's really what this show is all about. This really is what I am all about, is helping people to move forward in their life through their obstacles, because the obstacles are just perceptions, they're illusions. And I know you might be thinking, Sylvia, you just don't know. I have an illusion on my table called this big fat bill that I can't pay, or this issue in my relationship, or I don't have a relationship and I'm alone and I'm lonely. You can change that. And I'm here to support you in that any way I can. So we're going to do this together. So you've got your pen and paper, and we've written down the first thing, which is step out of your fear. And the first fear we're going to step out of is the fear of making a mistake. This is really important. Everybody makes mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. As a matter of fact, they pay people six figures. They're called scientists to go into a laboratory and do these experiments, you know? And I guarantee you that they have at least 90% of their experiments are mistakes before they get to their solution. So mistakes are part of life. If you make a mistake, it does not mean that you are a mistake. And that is the distinction that you really need to embrace. So just because you've made a mistake, it does not define who you are. So step out of your fear of making a mistake, because if you're afraid to make a mistake, then you're afraid to move forward and you're going to be stuck. And it's that fear that is going to keep you trapped. So that's the first thing. Know that everybody makes mistakes. They're just experiments. Just change the vernacular. Don't even call them mistakes anymore. Just call them experiments, because that's really all they are. I mean, remember, we are spiritual beings and we're having a human experience. We're trying to figure this out, and we didn't get a guidebook at the door when we decided to come in here. So that's an important one to remember. And number two, this is the other fear I want you to step out of. Step out of the fear of speaking your truth. Because being seen is really important, especially this year. This is the year to be authentic. Remember I said that authenticity is a buzzword? This is the year to really embrace your authenticity. And so the key to doing that is to stop comparing yourself with others. You are a unique individual with unique gifts, unique talents, unique insights that only you can share and demonstrate to the world. And this is your year to do it. This is your year to be supported into that. So the first fear to let step out of is the fear of making a mistake. The second one is the fear of speaking your truth. And then the third one is to step out of the fear that you're under attack. Make peace with the universe, with source, with God, with life, with the divine, with mother, father, God, goddess, and any other name that you use to describe the creator of all that is. The way you do that is you have to make peace with yourself. Because everything that you've been experiencing in your life is an outpicturing of what's going on within you. It's your own internal stuff just being projected outward. Course in Miracles teaches this, that everything is a projection. We think we're upset at something, but it's really not what we're upset at. It's a little bit like when you look in a mirror and you see a smudge on your face and you're using your finger to rub the mirror to remove the smudge on your face, thinking that's going to solve your problem. Life is here to support you, and it's time for you to learn and embrace and accept that. When you might be thinking, that's not been my truth. You know, have you seen my history? Well, let me tell you this. I shared with you my background, and I have more evidence than most individuals that life is out to get you. I totally had a litany of it. I could argue with the best of them that life was not supportive. Well, I'm here to tell you now today, life is. I know this as truth, because I discovered it on my own. And I'm here to share that with you. As you continue to listen to the shows, you're going to hear more information about this. So number three is step out of the fear that you are under attack. Make peace with the divinity within you. Life supports you. Embrace those three things. So the key number one is to step out of your fear. Now, all of that was just under key number one. Now let's move to key number two. And these are the three keys that are going to allow you to live boldly in 2015. So the second key is you have to get clarity on what you want. And this is the funniest thing. When you ask people what they want in their life, they usually don't know. It's so funny. It's like some people know. I won't say all people, but most people, they don't know what they want. And then they wonder why they don't get what they want. But here's what people do know. They know what they don't want. If you ask someone what they want, I will tell you, 9 times out of 10, they will probably give you a laundry list of what they don't want. And you go, no, I didn't ask you that. I asked you what you wanted. And they'll say, well, I know I don't want to be lonely. I know I don't want my hair like this. I don't want to, I don't want to weigh this much. I don't want to eat what I'm eating. I don't want to, be broke or whatever it is that's going on. You know, I don't want to be in arguing with this person. I don't want to fight with my boss. I don't want to go to work. You know, what do you want? There's something that's happened to us as adults through life. And I know life is bumpy. So yeah, we create judgments and we start to think that we can't have what we want. And so we stop dreaming. We forget to dream. And it's really, really sad that we do that, because that's a very important part of what we are and why we're here, is to dream and to know what we want, to have free will and choice. So I want you to really think about and hone in on what it is you want. And if you don't know what you want, here's what I want you to do. I want you to take a plain piece of paper and draw a line down the middle of the page. And on one side of the line, I want you to write everything that you don't want, because you already know that. If you tend to be one of those people that you identify with that first, there's no judgment about that. It's just the way you process, and it's okay. I'm not saying that's a bad thing at all. We all process differently, and most people are processed that way. And draw this line down the paper and write everything that you don't want on one side, because you can use that information to identify what it is that you do want. And in a moment, when we return from the break, we're going to talk about that a little further.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Hi, my name is Monica, and I'm the host of Co-Creating Now. Give yourself an opportunity to connect with your all-knowing higher self and manifest joy, love, and peace together every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to Sylvia Henderson on the Intuitive Transformations radio show on OM Times Radio Network. and we're talking about how to live boldly in 2015. So if you're just joining in and you're wondering, who is this woman and what is she talking about and why is she on the air? I'm an intuitive life coach and I'm an energy healer. And my specialty is helping people to release their stress, and in particular, stress in regards to love, career, finances, and health. And so I really come from a point of view that we create our own reality, and that the reality we experience is simply just the results of our beliefs, our perceptions, and our emotional judgments. So we've been talking for the last 45 minutes or so about how to move boldly into 2015. And I've given you all a couple of keys to get there. The first one was you have to step out of the fear. And I gave you the three fears that you need to step out of, right? And now we're into key number two. And that is really having clarity on what you want. And so before we went to the break, I was talking about an exercise that you can do. And I'm just going to repeat it just to make sure everybody got that information. And that is, if you're not clear but you do know what you don't want, then just take a plain piece of paper, draw a line from top to bottom down the middle of the page. And on one side of the line, I want you to write everything that you don't want. Like, I don't want to be single. I don't want to live where I live. I don't want to weigh what I weigh. Whatever that might be. You know, everything you don't want. And then when you're done with that list, then I want you to focus on the other side of the line. And I want you to take each point one at a time. So say it's, I don't want to be single. So then what do you want? Determine what that is. And don't say, I just want a date, because I've had friends and clients say that, and then they end up with someone that, guess what? It's just a date. You know, is that really, really what you want? Or is it that you want to have someone in your life that really makes your heart soar, that really gets you, that you can be who you are, that you don't have to pretend to be someone else to be comfortable with, that has your same values, that is on the same spiritual path as you are? Be very clear on what it is you want. Because the way the universe works is a little bit like going into a restaurant to order a meal. If you walk into a restaurant and you're seated and you say, you know, I want steak. And then the waiter says, okay, I'll get you a steak. But you haven't given any directions. You haven't said how you wanted your steak. And he brings out a steak and it's well done, but you like medium rare. And you're like, well, no, I don't want well done. I want medium rare. And then the waiter goes, well, okay, you know, I'll get you medium rare. And he comes back with a medium rare. And you're like, well, wait, I wanted a sauce on it. Or I wanted sautéed mushrooms on top. And so then the waiter goes back and says, okay. You know, you have to be clear with the universe. It's not about a guessing game. I know that there's a belief system that, because I was raised in a very fundamentalist, actually, Christian background, that taught that God knows everything. He knows what you want before you even ask. And I believe that the universe does know what you want before you ask, because it's a vibrational universe. And so how you're vibrating is exactly what the universe is reading, more than what you're asking. And so this is really about you getting clear with what you want and knowing you can have it. Don't under-ask. Ask boldly for exactly what it is you want, especially if you've taken care of key number two and you've gotten rid of your fears, that you're not afraid to speak your truth. You're not afraid to show up as you are. You know, you're not feeling that you're under attack, and that, you're not afraid to make a mistake. If you've tackled that, then know that you have the freedom to ask for exactly what you want and to get it exactly the way you want it. Make it as juicy and yummy and amazing as you want it, exactly how you want it. And then write it down. And you may not have enough room on that one piece of paper. You know, write it someplace else then. Write it out. All the little details of it, every aspect of it, and make it fun. Put on some soft music, maybe, and if you want to have a glass of wine, fine, or if you want to have a fresh juice, fine, whatever it is that floats your boat, do that. But make it a very special time between you and you. And once you've determined what you want, then just ask and know that it's going to come to pass. And you've already asked by just putting it down the paper because vibrationally you've sent a message. And so then the very last key that I want to share with you is take inspired action. And this is really important to know that there is a big difference between action and inspired action. Inspired action typically is something that's like an idea that popped in your head, like, oh, you know, I should pick up the phone and call Nancy. Or, oh, you know, I should probably go to the store and get XYZ. And then you end up bumping into somebody who you hadn't seen in like forever, who you've been thinking about and wondering if they're doing okay or that you care about. Or it could be, you know, hey, I'm going to pick up this book and that book may have exactly the information in it for you. Or it may be that you need to go ahead and launch that business or shift your career around or make a big move in your relationship. But you need to know the difference between inspired action and action, because action, unless it's inspired, is just a reaction, and it usually has fear at the door. So just be very clear on that. And the difference is that one can create alignment with what you want, and the other can but may not. So it's like a 50-50. It's kind of a crapshoot. So always keep in mind that the first fear that you need to release, the fear of making a mistake, is really one of the things that can cause you to react versus waiting for inspired action. If you're in a situation and you need to make a decision and you can't, don't wait. Don't do it. And just wait. Wait for that inspired action to come and hit you, because it will. The universe supports you when you allow it to. But when you try to make it, take everything and put it in your own hands, that's when things get to be a little crunchy and make the ride a lot more bumpier than it needs to be. So I want you to keep these three keys in mind. Drop the fear, key number one. Key number two is get clarity on what you want, what you really want. What's going to make your heart soar? Don't cheat yourself this year. This is a year with the 8 number vibration really here to support you and give you your heart's desires. And then 3, take inspired action. Don't move unless you know you're being led. I can tell you a story. I had a situation where I panicked. I had gotten divorced and I had to make a decision. I was trying to figure out, what am I going to do to earn an income now that I'm no longer going to receive income from my ex. And I decided to do, okay, I know I'm going to lease this space. I'm going to open a mini spa because I have my massage license and an esthetician's license. And I'm going to do this big thing and it's just going to be phenomenal. And I had one space and that space fell apart. And then I panicked, so panicked. And here's when you know you're panicking, when you start asking everybody else for their advice. What do you think I should do? I don't know. What do you think I should do? What do you think? And you're looking for someone to confirm something so you can make a decision instead of settling down and just being still within yourself and allowing guidance to come through you, right? So I made a decision out of panic, and I want you to know it was a very expensive decision. Nothing worked. It completely fell apart. And I looked back on that and thought, gosh, if I had just not made any decision and waited, I would have had the information that I didn't have at the time, and things would have turned out differently. So I want to encourage you, if you're feeling that angst, that anxiety that I have to make a decision, but you don't know what decision to make, just wait. And you'll be surprised how things will fall into place. Life going forward, you know, we used to live in an energy of everything was masculine energy, aggressive, making things work, pushing, striving, struggling. Now we're moving more into feminine energy. And this is more about allowing and letting things fall into place and being guided and following your guidance. And that is the boldness that you want to have. It's not that bravado boldness that I'm talking about when I say move boldly into 2015. It's that that boldness that comes from a solidness within yourself, being congruent with who you are, standing in integrity, not integrity in terms of what's right, what's wrong, integrity with the truth of who you are and what makes you feel good and float your boat and what you really want. So if you practice these three keys, I promise you, your life will expand. Things will become easier. Things will not be such the struggle. And you will find that you will be living your life far bolder than you ever dreamed. Much bolder than you did last year. And so, we're coming to the end of the hour. I really want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the show. I hope that you learned something. I hope that you feel inspired to know that this is going to be a phenomenal year, 2015. And I hope that you feel encouraged to implement these three key things into your life as you move forward. Drop the fear, get clear, and take inspired action only. I want to thank you for listening to my show. This is Sylvia Henderson on the OM Times Radio Network. And again, you can find me here every Sunday evening, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 p.m. Pacific Time. And I think we have just a few more moments, and I want to encourage you with a couple of things real quick. So you know how you make a New Year's resolution? I want you to resolve to do something different other than I want to lose weight and hit the gym. I want you to resolve to smile more, to think kinder thoughts about yourself, to hug your friends and family more often, to practice being grateful for at least one thing every day, big or small, to perform one random act of kindness. Do that and enjoy the rest of your week. Thank you for listening. Take care. Bye for now.